From strumming Chris Stapleton on her grandparents' porch, to the bandshell at a popular outdoor music festival, Isabella Cascanet is getting ready for her moment. When the pandemic started, I wasn't performing nearly as much as I used to. Now that restrictions are lifted, I can finally go out and perform. I've been performing so much more and it is just so exciting to be able to get back out there, said Cascanet. The Stratford Live Music and Food Festival is back after 2 years of cancellations. The event will take place from June 17 to 19 at the Bandshell on Veterans Drive. Formerly referred to as the Stratford Blues and Ribfest, music lovers can expect some rising stars in the tentative lineup. Cascanet, a 16-year-old country singer from Milverton, is a young rising star who looks forward to the return of the annual festival. Isabella Cascanet, a 16-year-old country singer, is preparing for a return to in-person performances. Spending hours practicing hits from Chris Stapleton and Concrete Blonde, the singer began her musical career performing on her grandparents' front porch. Now, the country artist has a chance to perform in front of a large audience at the Stratford Live Music and Food Festival. I spend about 2 hours every single night with just my guitar, said the 16-year-old. I do that every single night when I get off work, she said. The singer will join a wealth of talent at the festival. International headliners will take the stage all weekend. Darcy John, who moved to Nashville in the early 2000s to pursue his country music career, returns to Ontario for a weekend full of good music and tasty food. Johnny Mack's band, a group that has toured across Europe and Canada performing Roadhouse Soul and Blues, will perform Friday night. Acoustic blues fans can enjoy hits from Shirley Lescom and the Tucson Choir Boys performing Saturday night. Juno Award-winning multi-instrumentalist, Steve Mariner, will be performing followed by Grace, an R&B group made up of 9 women, will close the show Saturday. Closing night features headliners Stevie T Band, Tony D Band, and the Beat Heathens. Founding member, Stu Lawing, who passed away in 2020, will be honored on the final day of the festival. Live performances and sharing musical talents are a great way to bring a community together. It feels great that I have so many people supporting me. From my friends to my school, it is amazing to see how people come together and support an artist, said Cascanet. The singer looks forward to seeing her community again while enjoying the music. Committee member Steve Toman said the festival will offer a variety of music and food options, including blues. Those mouth-watering ribs are also making a return. We are trying to branch out to different styles of food. We have a vendor coming in who will sell vegan items, he said. The refreshed festival will offer a little something for everyone, said Toman.